Hundreds of people gathered at Pensacola State College's planetarium, many with telescopes and cameras and others with paper glasses, to view something not seen over this country since 1979. At 12:03, the moon began moving across the sun. Peak coverage, roughly 82% in Pensacola, occurred at 1:37 p.m.
See if we get another break in the clouds.
That is amazing.
Oh, let's see.
Retired PSC astronomer Wayne Wooten had a selection of telescopes on hand, including one dating back to the start of the Apollo space program.
That I used to have a movie camera mounted on to make a movie of the launch of the Apollo 4, which was the first time they used the Saturn V with all the big boosters on the bottom.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a very unique thing to get to see. The kids were able to come today and watch it, and I wanted to make sure they got to see it.
Cammie Yates and her family traveled in from Allentown. Yates also viewed the last total solar eclipse.
Back when I was in elementary school, we actually watched it through a piece of paper with a hole in it then. That's old school. So it's neat to be able to have the glasses now and let the kids be able to see it, something they'll remember for a lifetime.
For Yates' daughter, Autumn, this was an early gift for her birthday, which is Tuesday.
We've been planning on watching it ever since news started reporting on it a few months ago. It's beautiful. We always see crescent moons, but we don't see crescent suns, so it was really kind of cool.
Wooten is hoping that the solar eclipse of 2017 will help rekindle interest in science in general and the skies in particular.
The beauty of the eclipse, the corona is just awesomely beautiful. They're going to be telling their grandchildren about it 50, 60 years from now. It reminds them of how things change in the sky.
If you can even halfway comprehend the millions and millions and millions of stars in our galaxy, it will deepen your understanding with so many more things in your life, all the way across the board.
Cheryl Williams was a student of Wooten's at what was then called Pensacola Junior College.
Because you're looking at things now on a very deeper level. Instead of just looking at stuff, you can actually comprehend stuff that you can't see. Definitely something that I would recommend every child in their education, grade school up. It's phenomenal. I think it's a very useful tool.
Wooten echoes his former students' contention that if you can get a grasp on the heavens, you can gain new understanding of Earth.
You learn science, you learn the rules, you know how they apply, and you can comprehend nature. You can cope with things like pollution and learn how to deal with nature and mankind more reasonably.
In 2023, an annular eclipse where the sun leaves a ring of fire around the moon will be seen in the western and southwestern United States on October 14th. The country's next total solar eclipse is April 8, 2024. And for real diehards, an eclipse similar to Monday's will be seen on August 12, 2045, with totality a few hundred miles to the south of Monday's area. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.